You've made it to Friday. Each Friday of the 21-Day Equity Challenge, we are pausing to make space for self-reflection during our equity journeys. Also on Fridays, we will get started with a land acknowledgement to ground us in our upcoming week of Equity Challenge content. As we gather in this communal space for the Equity Challenge over the coming week, we aim to advocate and support the advancement of the sovereignty of Michigan's Indigenous communities and individuals who have lived here and live here now. United Way for Southeastern Michigan's Detroit office is located on the lands of the Anishinaabe Nations of the Three Fires Council, the Ojibwe, Ottawa, and Potawatomi peoples. We recognize that all Indigenous peoples, here and beyond, whose land have been occupied, have and continue to be forcefully removed from their homelands. This is in solidarity with Black and Indigenous communities who continue to be systematically excluded and oppressed through the ongoing damaging effects of settler colonialism, genocide, and myths of white supremacy. Hello, welcome to day 16 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Steph. I use she, her pronouns. You might recognize my voice from our Equity Challenge kickoff and closing events of the last few years. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a white woman with long, dark blonde hair parted just off the middle of my forehead. I have green eyes, and I'm wearing a black sweater. Let's get started with our Equity Challenge content for today. Today is the third and final weekly self-check-in of the 2024 21-Day Equity Challenge. Each Friday, we have paused to make space for you to reflect on your equity journey so far, and offer an opportunity to engage in our Community Action Friday project. It's important to check in with yourself on what you're both learning and unlearning, what topics you might want to revisit, and what action items you want to take now or after the challenge. We encourage you to use today to review the challenge materials so far. Our topics from this past week were Day 12, Navigating Access to Healthcare; Day 13, Weight Bias; Day 14, Environmental Injustice, Exploring the Roots of Environmental Racism; and Day 15, Weight Bias and Anti-Fatness in Healthcare. As you review the past challenge days from this week, we encourage you to keep a running note or journal on your reflections and ideas for action. Action items. Do you want to take part in our virtual book drive taking place all challenge long? There's still time. You can sign up on our volunteer portal and support this virtual project through June 14th, no matter where you live. As the challenge enters its last week, we encourage you to reflect on what you've learned, what actions you've taken so far, and which people in your community you've connected with. What other action items can you take this week or after the challenge? Can you use the challenge as a starting point for a conversation with someone in your life to create change? Lastly, if you haven't already done so, what tools can you take away from the challenge to apply to your life? We encourage you to start pulling them out and perhaps creating a bookmark or making a folder to return to later. Important links are provided within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reviewing this week's challenge days and engaging in the action items. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.